I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. The nomination period has begun for USDA Farm Service Agency's county committees. To be eligible to serve on an FSA county committee, a person must participate or cooperate in an FSA-administered program, be eligible to vote in a county committee election, and reside in the local administrative area in which they are nominated. Washington Farm Service Agency Acting State Executive Director Rod Hamilton says,
"We're now taking nominations up through August 1st for folks who want to serve on the county committee. Usually there are one or two positions in each county that are up for election in a given year."
He provides more details about what the position entails.
Well, the FSA County Committee is kind of a unique structure in the federal government where you have locally elected officials who oversee how we implement the programs. They can help steer financial benefits to the area after natural disasters. They can represent the diverse kinds of agriculture we have across the region. And they can also learn a little bit more about the programs and help be a source of information out in the community about how the programs work.
Hamilton continues with more about the nomination application.
It's fairly simple. The nomination form is not very extensive. People can nominate themselves. And the forms are available either in our local offices or on our website.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.